Good morning. This will just be a continuation of what Brett has presented. So this is giving you more details on the different projects that NACA implemented through our regional collaboration with Australia and other partner institutes in the region. So first, let me introduce to you to our regional aquatic animal health program, which is the flagship program of NACA and the longest-running program. This was initiated through a technical cooperation project by FAO and resulted in the formulation and implementation of the regional technical guidelines on health management for the responsible movement of live aquatic animals. So the purpose of the program is to improve regional cooperation in reducing risk of aquatic animal diseases that has impacts on livelihoods of aquaculture farmers, the national economies, trade, and human health. So this program is participated by 21 member governments around the region. So this includes the 18, original 18 members of NACA, plus Japan, South Korea, and Singapore. So as I said, we work closely with both international, regional, and national organizations. And here we have good support and active support from the Australian Department of Agriculture and other Commonwealth Institute here in Australia. So our key activities is on regional cooperation in aquatic animal health and welfare, developing and implementing national strategies on aquatic animal health, improving surveillance, reporting, and response to disease emergencies, just like the recently disease problem in shrimp happened. Promoting harmonization of diagnostic procedures and risk assessment, and widespread promotion of better aquatic animal health management practices at farm, especially at farm level. So some of our key activities is what Brett has mentioned. This is our Asia Regional Advisory Group on Aquatic Animal Health, which is composed of aquatic animal health experts in the region, and also from members, representatives from our partner organizations as well as the private sector. So this group meets annually, which is facilitated by NACA, and the group discusses disease status in the region, the implementation of health management strategies and the technical guidelines, other related issues on aquatic animal health. It revises the list of reportable diseases in the region, and also advises Asian governments and NACA on current aquatic animal health issues and concerns. Another key activity of NACA Aquatic Animal Health Program is the quarterly Aquatic Animal Disease Reporting System, which was first initiated way back in 1998. So the disease list includes all the OIE-listed diseases, plus other diseases that are that of regional importance, for example, the EMS or APEND. So this disease reporting system usually serves as an early warning system for especially for emerging or new diseases that are affecting the aquaculture industry in the region. We also release disease advisories, for example of which is the IMN, which is currently occurring only in Indonesia, but this is presenting a big threat to the shrimp industry in or to the vanname industry in the region once this disease comes out of Indonesia. And of course, we have here the disease advisory for EMS. And we also publish important aquatic animal disease cards for important aquatic animal diseases in the region. So this can be used by as a field diagnostic guide by farmers in diagnosing diseases, aquatic animal diseases at farm and laboratory level. So all of these disease cards are available for download at the Department of Agriculture Australia website as well as NACA website. And lastly, we conduct meetings and workshops on important aquatic animal health and other related issues in the region. So In the succeeding slides, I will just be presenting to you some of the important projects that were implemented by NACA through collaboration and cooperation with our partner institutes, particularly from Australia, and also OIE and other organizations working in the Asia Pacific. So this is the Emergency Disease Control Task Force on a Serious Disease of Koi and Common Carps in Indonesia. This was is still a problem now. This was identified as a KHV or Koi Herpes Virus disease. So this project was supported by ASIAR and implemented by NACA in response to the request of the Indonesian government to investigate the mass mortality of Kois and common carp way back in 2002. So these are just to give you the list of members of the task force, which includes key researchers from Australia, Thailand, and Indonesia. And we have participating scientists around the region, including a private sector, the InterVet. Now it's the MSD Animal Health. So the findings of the task force conclude that the disease is caused by an infectious agent. They did not identify the agent then, and the disease was introduced through fish importation, and the spread in Indonesia is caused by the live movement of kois and carps and common carp. So KHV was detected from all the case samples, although they did not detect there's no virus isolated nor virions observed under electron microscopy. So the next project is determinants for white spot disease in Indonesian smallholder shrimp ponds. This is a pilot study on white spot disease focusing on locality factors, white spot syndrome virus genotypes, and pond factors. So this is supported by the Department of by the Asia of Australia, and the objective is to determine the stability of white spot disease outbreak associated virus genotypes when passaged through virus-free vaname, virus-free monodon, and other pinnated host. And the second is to identify, using locality-specific environmental data, pond environmental data, and virus genotype, the distribution and dynamics, the likely determinants of white spot disease outbreaks at suitable or a broadly representative locality in South Sulawesi in Indonesia. So these are the project team from Australia, Indonesia, and the core technical team also from the two countries. So from the findings of the this pilot study, they suggest that the stocking PCR test negative post larvae coupled with careful management of water intake during nearby outbreak of the disease are the two most useful practice changes that farmers can adopt to reduce the risk of outbreak in their ponds. And also the establishment of an active, well-resourced, and trained extension service committed to fostering cohesive, informed farmer groups is the key to enabling this inexpensive practice changes. So just last year, we have this regional proficiency testing program for aquatic animal disease diagnostic laboratories in Asia Pacific. This was supported by the Department of Agriculture, CIRO, and ANCAP. So this is participated by 40 diagnostic laboratories from 13 member countries of NACA. So these are the diseases that they are testing. So mostly this proficiency testing is on PCR diagnostic method. So they are testing more on the viruses of shrimps and fish. So out of the 10 diseases, only one is non-OIE listed, that is the VNN. So we have completed the first and second round results, second round of testing last year, and the third and fourth round samples were already dispatched to the participating laboratories last month. So this is just a summary of the round one results. So we have a high percentage of laboratories reporting. So we have 134 enrollment for the 10 diseases, and out of that we have 145 test results received. So this is just to show you how the different laboratories perform. So six is that particular laboratory identified all the diseases correctly. So the for example here, the three diseases that they requested, so they performed, they were able to identify all the test samples correctly. But overall, only 10 laboratories out of the 40 performed quite well during the first round of results. We have a great improvement on the second round. So results show that there was an overall improvement in the performance for all the 10 tests between round one and round two. So participants, I think they already adjusted their methodologies in detecting the virus in the samples that they received. So this is for rounds three and four, we have a slight decrease in the enrollment for each of the diseases, especially for white spot syndrome virus. We have 12 less laboratories that will be testing for the virus this year. So also last year, we conducted the Asia-Pacific Emergency Regional Consultation on EMS, or APENS. And this is a new emerging disease in cultured shrimps, which was reported to cause significant losses among shrimp farmers in China, Vietnam, Malaysia, and Thailand. So the regional consultation provided an overview of the current disease and its spread, assess the economic effects of the disease, identify any similar occurrences in other countries in the region, and develop a field-level disease card and case definition for easy reference and diagnosis at farm level, formulate a regional action plan, develop or plan collaborative research on this particular disease, and formulate other regulatory measures for the overall management of the disease. So the consultation was attended by 17 global shrimp experts, 40 national delegates representing our competent authority from our member countries. We have also representatives from regional and international institutions and universities, and as well as the private sectors. So all of these, the final report, the disease card, and the recordings of all the presentations are available for free download at NACA website. In 2012, we have a collaboration with the Bay of Bengal Large Marine Ecosystem for an expert group workshop on transboundary aquatic animal health issues in the Bay of Bengal. So this project was undertaken to discuss the threats and pathways of potential pathogen transfers into the Bay of Bengal large marine ecosystem based on the list of key issues or questions that were undertaken during the workshop. So this is accomplished through a risk assessment approach and process. So the group was also able to review the relevant international, regional, and national instruments that deal with the issues identified that is on the live movement, review relevant information on the nature and extent of these issues in all the Bay of Bengal countries, and provide recommendations as to what actions that the Bay of Bengal, Bobleme, and Bay of Bengal countries should take to address the transboundary impacts of aquatic animal movements and transfers in the area. And last year, we also have a collaboration with the World Animal Health, World Organization for Animal Health, or OIE. This was on the workshop on emergency aquatic animal disease response. But this activity was formulated by Brett here during his short-term work in NACA, but finally we got funding from OIE. So this workshop or this project was conducted to identify the factors that constrain the regional members' abilities to apply appropriate sanitary measures to protect aquatic animal health, to raise awareness of on OIE standards, including standard setting procedures such as the PVS tool and the FAO NACA technical guidelines. So, and also to inform participants about the OIE NACA regional core for better reporting and information sharing, and to help in improving national coordination between OIE focal point, aquatic focal point, and NACA's national coordinators, which is often not the same person in some countries. So the workshop presentations, discussion, and list of recommendations are available are summarized in the final report, which is available at both the OIE regional representation in Asia Pacific and NACA websites. So for the way forward, the outbreaks of damaging aquatic animal diseases are likely to continue. This is, and the potential consequences are likely to increase with the continuous expansion or intensification of the aquaculture systems and introduction of new species for culture. So the risks associated with emerging and transboundary diseases are shared. So because we have a shared water bodies, and we, there is an existing epidemiological link through trade, especially for live aquatic animals. So collaborative approach, because of this shared responsibility on transboundary diseases, a collaborative approach is therefore warranted and necessary. So the recent example is the append or EMS in cultured shrimp. So NACA, as Brett mentioned, is a key institution in the region that facilitate networking among different organizations and institutions in the Asia Pacific. So our key to NACA success is a truly participatory organizational structure that engages all the stakeholders in the work program, in the different work program, not only aquatic animal health, but other work programs of NACA. So we have a large network of collaborating research centers, which are distributed widely throughout the region, and a genuine commitment from member governments to reach consensus and collaborate in addressing issues of common interest in the region, and an open philosophy for collaboration with external partners. So in the past 24 or almost 25 years, NACA has demonstrated that in collaboration with countries like Australia and other partners like FAO, OIE, CIFDEC, the Department of Fisheries Thailand, that it can play an important and cost-effective role in building efficient aquatic animal health management and biosecurity strategies, as well as emergency response capabilities in dealing with aquatic animal diseases. I think that's all. Thank you. We will have a 20-minute panel discussion after the